Good afternoon. I'm Jim Reams, Rockingham County Attorney. When Senate Bill 500 was proposed, it was the county attorneys and Mr. Eckert who stood up and opposed it when it was proposed. The current legislation you're looking at, Senate Bill 52, is a step in the right direction to correct the mistakes of Senate Bill 500. The reasons that we were opposed to it at the time, all but one county attorney who was not reelected this year, were opposed was it took all the discretion away from the parole board for all the reasons that he just outlined a second ago. We need to keep deterrence in that system. We used to have a system where you had to earn your way out of prison through good behavior, and it was a privilege. And we created in this legislation a right, you know, this person shall be released at 90 days or can only be taken back for 90 days, shall be released after nine months prior to his final and all of that. It changed the whole equation to make it a privilege, a right, not a privilege. And so it's changed everything about what the parole board can and can't do here. And that the other purpose, general reason that we were opposed to it, was sort of the questions that the committee has already asked. Are you ready for it? What have you done to implement it? We view it as I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. We're going to save some money by letting people out on the street. And then when we do save some money, then we're going to provide services to the next guy in line. The people that get dumped out on the street in the meantime are not getting any services or not what the public would expect. And what the public expects when people are on probation and parole are services and supervision. And they're not getting that to the level that the public expects them to. So we get the headlines that my guy Capino was talking about. We get those headlines because these people aren't being adequately supervised in our communities. We can't expect DOC to do more with less. It's really not going to happen. They don't have the services and the money for the services, as Joe Dimant talked about. If we're going to do this, let's do it like the states that have succeeded doing it. Michigan, Kansas, Kentucky. And there's one other. I'm forgetting the other one. In any event, all of those states have done very similar things to what New Hampshire did, except that they expanded the probation and parole departments to be able to do the supervision the public expects. New Hampshire did it on the cheap. We're letting them out first, we'll supervise them later. And that's just not working in this state, and that's why the public is not happy about Senate Bill 500. And there's dozens of amendments, some being offered here today, to try and get us back on an even keel for this state. And I'm here just to urge you to do a couple of things. Put the discretion back in the parole board. They need to do that. What we don't know is why do we have such a high recidivism rate for these people? We need to have that answer. Unfortunately, the study that was done didn't provide that answer. It just documented what was known to everybody in the system, was that more than 50% of these people are coming back. Well, the answer, the solution to that is not to just let them out faster or sooner. The solution is let's understand that problem. Let's supervise these people and make sure that it doesn't happen. Not just let's take a shot and we know 50% of them are going to fail. Let's let them all out. We'll pick up the pieces of the 50%. Great idea, unless you're the victim of that next crime. And as Mr. Eckert pointed out, many, many of those people are committing that next crime. Even the so-called drug cases, just possession of drugs for these people, it's a crime. It's not a technical violation. New Hampshire has the lowest incarceration rate of all 50 states. We don't throw people in prison just for the hell of it in this state. They earn their way up there. And it's not easy to get them in, trust me. That's my job, and I can tell you it's not easy getting them in. When you get them there, we need to do something with them besides let them sit there and then release them And they'll laugh, as Mr. Eckert pointed out, they'll laugh at you when you tell them, the only thing that can happen to you, no matter how many violations or what the violation is, they only have to do 90 days. If we rearrest them in Rockingham County, it'll be 18 months before they get a trial. Now, they may be 18 months pre-trial sitting in Rockingham County. Absolutely wasted time from the taxpayer's point of view. If they took them back to prison and the parole board had discretion and authority over these people, they could force them into programs. Holding them pre-trial in my jail, I can't force them to do anything. We call it smoking and joking. They sit there and they watch television. We have every kind of plan for them, from education to anger management to Narcotics Anonymous, Alcohol Anonymous, things like that. The participation rate in the pretrial group is 10%. They're going to sit there and watch television while they take up time in my jail. If you allow parole board to take them back, something can happen. We're not wasting 18 months. It should be sort of an automatic. If they get arrested for a new crime, take them back to Concord and let those people do their jobs. Let them work with them. Don't just let them sit in Rockingham County for 9 months, 18 months, doing nothing. So I'll be happy to answer any questions that
Thank you
have.
Very much.
Thank you.